Country Bob FM. It is Total Country Bob FM. Time for the Bob FM Almanac. I'm going to bring the kazoo out today. That can also serve as a foghorn.
I think that one's my favorite so far.
Okay, name this tune.
Oh, I'm so bad at song names. You know this. I know the song, though.
Perfect for the kazoo because it's bass. 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago.
You know the tune
because every pep band plays
right.
It. Every pep band at every high school event, college event, they play 25 or 6 to 4. We have a Chicago. The reason I did that is we have a Chicago reference later on in the Gones, but not Forgottens.
All right.
I was actually quite excited to do that song because I've always played air trumpet to that song because of the strong bass influences of the group Chicago.
I was able
to make my debut doing that as a kazoo. That's the only musical instrument that I can play, by the way. I can't even do the xylophone. Let's get into, you want me to get into the almanac here eventually?
Eventually, although we should maybe make that a bit. Every day you do a new tune on the kazoo.
Name that tune?
Yeah.
We could do that. And if this kazoo breaks, I could get another one for $1.99.
Wow, what a steal.
That's how expensive it was, the two-color kazoo. They haven't changed much. I had one of these when I was a kid. 40 years ago, probably. They haven't changed much. 1865, this date, Congress approved the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The amendment abolished slavery in the U.S. That was pretty significant, 1865. Now, on the same date, General Robert E. Lee, this is like becoming the captain of the Titanic as it was sinking after it already hit the iceberg because General Robert E. Lee was named Commander-in-Chief of the Confederate Armies. They were losing and about to lose and about to hand over the southern states back to the Union. 1865, but at least he could say he was Commander-in-Chief. 1893, the trademark Coca-Cola first registered in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
At the Patent Office, 1893. It originally had cocaine in it.
Yeah, that's where they got the name from.
Yeah, from the coca leaf. 1940, the first Social Security check issued by the U.S. government. Ida Fuller. Her name will go down in infamy. She was from Battlesboro, Vermont, the lucky recipient of check number 00-000-001.
Wow.
I'd like to know how much that first Social Security check was for. Doesn't say that here. I don't know if you can fact check that and see if they have that somewhere, someplace. First ever Social Security check. And Social Security is not dead yet. I just got something in the mail saying that if I was to claim Social Security right now, if I was eligible, I'd get some X number of dollars per month. So it's not dead. I remember 20 years ago, they were saying it was going to be dead. 1940. It might be dying on the vine. It might not be doing great, but
she got a check for $22.54.
Wow.
There you go.
Could live on that for a while in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
1956, passing away on this date, was the guy who gave us Winnie the Pooh. Was Winnie the Pooh part of your childhood?
It was.
Pooh Bear?
I was a bigger Disney fan, though.
Disney, okay.
I was into the 101 Dalmatians, Lion King,
yeah, right?
All that.
Cruella de Vil.
Mm-hmm.
So Winnie the Pooh, the author of Winnie the Pooh, the guy who wrote the books, A.A. Milne, died at the age of 74. Is there any doubt who my favorite Winnie the Pooh character would be?
Eeyore.
Not much of a house. Just right for not much of a donkey.
Very fitting. You notice how I just rattled that one off
you
right
knew.
Away.
Yeah, you knew. Here's another one. This is probably my favorite.
End of the road. Nothing to do. And no hope of things getting better.
Right up your alley, Jim.
Sounds like Saturday night at my house.
Saturday night at Eeyore's. Let's go. Sounds like a party. I hope he has a Super Bowl party at Eeyore's house. So, A.A. Milne, 1956. It's nice of them to have a character like that. I mean, you have to address those issues.
You got to have those pessimists in
exactly.
life.
1956. On this date, 1958, the Explorer 1 satellite was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. The launch made the United States a member of the space race. The space age began officially with the launch of that satellite in 1958. 1974, movie producer Samuel Goldwyn, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Goldwyn Pictures Corporation, became MGM later on. MGM's a pretty big brand name. He died on this date at the age of 94 in 1974. Their logo was with the lion.
Mm-hmm.
And in honor of Mary, and it still is. And in honor of Mary Tyler Moore, her MTM Productions, she kind of honored that, but she had a little kitty.
Mm-hmm.
She had a little kitty. And then, like, at the end of the Newhart show, it was Bob Newhart saying, meow, which was funny.
Cute.
1974. 1984, Edwin Newman retired, newsman from NBC.
Sweden's Bjorn Borg is to retire from tennis in April. He's 26. I'm Edwin Newman in New York.
That was gut-wrenching news back in the day when I heard that Bjorn Borg was going to retire from tennis. I had to take a couple of days off of school back in 83. That was 84, actually, that he retired, but that report was from 83. 1990, they were able to dip their Egg McNuggets. Was it Egg McNuggets or Chicken McNuggets? Which one is it?
If you're in the Far East,
it's Egg McNuggets to
okay,
go with your.
I don't
your,
know much about that. I have been to a McDonald's in Europe before, though, and they charged to get into the bathroom.
Oh, good for them.
At least at the one I was at.
They were able to dip their Chicken McNuggets in borscht beginning on this date in Russia because the first McDonald's in Russia opened to the public. It had been open to the Kremlin, apparently, or the Politburo. They had their very own personal McDonald's. This one was open to the public for the first time in 1990. 1992, Howard Cosell retired from broadcasting.
We look forward to this game. As cold as it is, my colleagues are not as suitably garbed as I am. They are younger.
Oakland thought he could no longer throw the long ball. But watch him. Give him a weapon like 00 Kenny Burrow. He'll do just that.
Watch him right there. Touchdown. Howard Cosell retired from broadcasting, doing some Monday Night Football highlights for you. That was in 92. 1997.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Too bad Obi-Wan Kenobi couldn't use a mind trick on George Lucas and say, you shouldn't redo the original Star Wars. It doesn't need to be fixed. Move along. I wish they would have done that. 1997 classic Star Wars was redone. It was the Star Wars Special Edition, where George Lucas went in and added all these extra special effects and things, the vision that he had seen in 77, but was unable to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the scene where Han shoots Greedo. You know what I'm talking about. You're well versed on that. No? Okay.
Not as much.
1990, I assumed. I assumed. You know what happens when you do that?
Sports, Star Wars, all these things are not my forte, Jim.
The film, what is your forte? I need to know. Wasn't that, why wasn't
that
on the list?
That's why we started BMZ, isn't it?
Oh, that's your forte. Okay, all right, very good. BMZ on Bob FM on the morning show with Brittany every weekday morning at 6:50. Or 6:55, depending on how much music I play.
Tune in.
All right, let's move on to birthdays now today. Rich Little did a better Carol Channing than Carol Channing did, but
it's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Carol Channing is still with us. She is 96. That's Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from the musical Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
See, that's more up my alley.
She also did Hello. She is 96 today. Carol Channing. Nolan Ryan is 70. Nobody is going to break his career strikeout record. I mean, he's got like 1,000 strikeouts lead. He's over 5,000. He pitched 7 no-hitters. Very illustrious career. The Ryan Express. Nolan Ryan, Rangers, Angels, Mets. Nolan Ryan is 70 today. Lead singer from KC and the Sunshine Band.
Baby, I love you so. I want you to know.
They're known for their disco hits. That's the way I like it. Come on, baby, shake your booty. shake, 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 shake. Boogie Fever. Or something like that. Get Down Tonight. This might be my favorite Casey and the Sunshine Band song. It's called Please Don't Go. Wayne Casey. Wayne Casey, Casey and the Sunshine Band. He is double sixes today. He is 66 today. He was known as Johnny Rotten, singer for the punk group The Sex Pistols. 61 today. Anthony LaPaglia, 58. Did some character acting, was in some movies. But I remember him best from Frasier. He was Daphne's kind of Irish drunk brother.
Sorry about that. I'm a bit sleepy today. I think I'm coming down with a cold.
Nothing another night of drinking won't cure, I'm sure.
Well, let's hope.
Anthony LaPaglia, 58 today. Kelly Lynch, she was actually born in Golden Valley, Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
Kelly Lynch, the actress, Charlie's Angels, drugstore cowboy, bright lights, big city. She is 58. I remember her first in Cocktail. She was the blonde bombshell that Doug Coughlin married eventually. Rich gal. She had a lot of money. Her family had a lot of money. That was her. Kelly Lynch from Golden Valley, Minnesota, 58 today. Minnie Driver is having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Minnie Driver, 47.
Still looks great.
What is your obsession with this money? My father died when I was 13 and I inherited this money. You don't think every day I wake up that I could give it back? That I would give it back in a second if it meant I could have one more day with him.
That's Minnie Driver in Good Will Hunting.
I love Good Will Hunting.
Good Will Hunting with Ben Affleck. That was him. That was her with Matt Damon. The scene with Matt Damon.
Their breakout roles.
You know it. 47 today. Oh, we're kind of finding your wheelhouse there a little bit. Minnie Driver, 47 today. Portia de Rossi. We've got a couple of people from that ABC TV show, and now ABC's Scandal. 44 today for Portia de Rossi. Arrested Development
yeah,
was again one
of
her shows. Bobby Moynihan is 40. He's a cast member on Saturday Night Live. I would say my favorite character he does on that show would be on a Weekend Update when he does Drunk Uncle.
You want to talk about equal rights? A dog can pee in the street. That's fine. Drunk Uncle pees on one payphone. Gets arrested instantly. Okay?
Oh, that's Bobby Moynihan. He's been there since 2008. I mean, he's pushing a decade on Saturday Night Live. Not yet Tim Meadows territory, but he's getting there. He is 40 today. Another actress from Scandal TV series. Was also in Django Unchained, Fantastic Four, others, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. 40 today for Kerry Washington. Singer and actor Justin Timberlake. You heard that little musical interlude there during Minnie Driver because I'd forgotten to cue this up.
I'm a bag of Tasha. Talking about chances.
You know, Justin Timberlake said a lot of hits. He was with NSYNC. A lot of solo hits. I think his best performances are when he's on the Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, with Jimmy Fallon.
No,
they're so good.
He and Fallon. There he and Fallon are doing the Barry Gibb talk show, which is hilarious if you know the Bee Gees and Barry Gibb and everything. Justin Timberlake, very talented, good golfer. He's from the Memphis area. He is 36 today. Your thoughts on Justin Timberlake? I'm sure your heart just melts.
Don't get me started.
You better not.
I'm a 90s kid, Jim.
I know.
I'm all about the NSYNC.
Justin Timberlake. He's an old man now. He's 36.
I know. No, he'll always be the little curly-haired, blonde, frosted tip boy to me.
Mumford & Sons.
And I will wait for you.
Marcus Mumford.
And I will wait.
He's the lead singer of Mumford & Sons, and I was very intrigued by them when they first came out because they melded all kinds of different styles. It was kind of rock, it was bluegrass, it was kind of hillbilly.
Mm-hmm.
It was really
like
kind of cool.
Sons. In the right mood.
Marcus Mumford, which means what? How many drinks?
Usually that's one? A good karaoke song for it after, is. You know, a little bit later on in the karaoke.
Marcus Mumford is 30 today. One half of Florida Georgia Line,
oh
and
boy.
To quote their song, Baby, when I hear your song, it makes me want to roll my window down and puke.
Is that the Nelly cover or the original?
That's mine. That's my added and new and adjusted, amended lyric for that song. I totally blame Tyler Hubbard and his other buddy, Florida Georgia Line, for this whole hip-hop infusion of country music.
Bob Country just rejoiced during that, too.
They started it, and I refuse to play even a little bit of it, any of their stuff, with the hand gestures and things. Tyler Hubbard, I respect what he does. Very popular. Making a lot of money. Selling a lot of albums. People like it. I don't. And it's a free form. Free country. I can give my opinion.
You have the microphone. So.
I do have the microphone. But Tyler Hubbard, you do well. Do what you do well, boy. That's an old country song. And he's doing what he does well. Tyler Hubbard is 30. He's a big 3-0 today. Your turn.
All right. So these are the gone but not forgotten. Starting with André Jacques Garnerin. I hope I said that right.
Pretty close. André Jacques Garnerin.
Garnerin. Born 1769 today. And he was the first person to successfully use a parachute.
Yeah.
So no report on the people who didn't.
I was just going to say the first five people didn't make it. They were unsuccessful.
Use a parachute.
They forgot to put a hole in it and so the air could flow through it. They forgot to put a rip cord. There were all kinds of things. They forgot to attach it to them. They didn't have. So there were a lot of failed attempts. But this guy was the guy who finally figured it out.
A successful one. Also, singer and actor Eddie Cantor, a little bit of some debate on the exact day he was born, but they're saying it's today. Born 1892, and he credited the Looney Tunes theme song.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he was a great singer and actor, comedian. Wonderful, very talented. One of the early stars of radio and movies and whatever else in the 1920s and 30s. He actually wrote that song, the Merry Melodies, Looney Tunes theme. The actual title of the song, if you didn't know, Merrily We Roll Along.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And he also was the guy, another little tidbit here for you. We talked about this last time. We talked about March of Dimes. He actually coined that phrase, March of Dimes. He was heavily involved in the beginning of March of Dimes. Eddie Cantor.
Nice. Also, actress Tallulah Bankhead.
What a name.
Born on this day, 1902. That's why Jim wanted me to say that one, just because of the name.
I'll write a check for $100. Anybody names their kid Tallulah in the next year.
She was known for her husky voice, outrageous personality, and devastating wit. Also born on this day in 1913, Pro Football Hall of Famer Don Hutson.
Wasn't he a Green Bay Packer?
I can fact check that. Hall of Fame boxer Jersey Joe Walcott, born on this day, 1914. And another athlete, we're in a string of them here, born 1919, baseball Hall of Famer Jackie Robinson. Mm-hmm. Of course, the first African-American baseball player elected to the Hall of Fame. Opera singer and actor Mario Lanza, born 1921, and starred in The Great Caruso.
It wouldn't be a Bob Almanac if we didn't play some opera. Some canterwalling, as I like to call it. The great Mario Lanza.
We try to be highbrow when we can. By the way, Don Hutson was a Packer.
Gotcha.
Update for you. Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist Norman Mailer, born on this day, 1923.
You are the best at fact-checking and doing the Gone But Not Forgottens at the same time.
I'm a good multitasker.
Multitasking.
He won the Pulitzer Prize for The Executioner's Song. That was his big novel. Another Baseball Hall of Famer, Mr. Cub Ernie Banks, born on this day, 1931.
It's a beautiful day for a ball game. Let's play two. That was his famous saying.
He belted 512 career home runs and was a two-time Most Valuable Player.
Did not live long. He passed away a few years ago. Didn't live long enough to see the Cubs win the World Series.
Yeah.
It's the only regret.
Actress Suzanne Pleshett, born 1937.
Her friends called her Pleshett.
Pleshett.
Suzanne Pleshett.
Pleshett.
Stress
okay.
on the last syllable there.
Her credits include the sitcoms Will and Grace, Good Morning Miami, and the Bob Newhart Show.
Yeah,
I do
she
remember
was,
her in Will and Grace.
She was Bob Newhart's wife, Emily, with a low, raspy voice on the Bob Newhart Show.
Oh, no, Bob. It's not you. But it's not your fault you leave the house at exactly 8:26 every morning and come home exactly at 6:20 every night, that you hang up your coat, you come over here, you sit on the couch, you open the paper to the sports page, you make a drink with 3 ice cubes, never 2, never 4. I mean, Bob, it's not your fault that you like dinner exactly at 7 o'clock, otherwise you lose your appetite. That you watch the news at 10 o'clock every night, you go to bed exactly at 11, read for 10 minutes till you fall asleep. I mean, Bob, it's not your fault you're the way you are. It's my fault that it drives me crazy.
Oh, that's funny, from the Bob Newhart Show, the mercurial Bob Newhart, one of my favorites of all time, the lovely Suzanne Plachette. And, of course, the way that they wrapped up, remember there was the, maybe you don't remember, but there was the second show, the Newhart Show, Bob, where he was the innkeeper there in New England, and then they ended it on the final show, where it was all a dream, and then Suzanne Plachette showed up on the end of that show, which he didn't star, to make it up like the first Bob Newhart Show, like the whole other show was a dream.
She was beautiful, by the way.
She was. She was very lovely.
She was a looker.
When she was in The Birds, she was very... I didn't know she was in The Birds until I saw The Birds. And maybe later on in my life, and I go, what? Suzanne Plachette. Oh, she is lovely.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. And bringing the Bob Almanac full circle here, singer-songwriter Terry Kath, born on this day in 1946. One of the founding members of the group Chicago.
We had him on the Almanac. Maybe it was it last week we talked about when he accidentally killed himself.
Mm-hmm.
Playing around with a gun that they thought was not loaded. There he is singing Color My World. Born on this date, 1963, Terry Kath.
1946.
1946, excuse me. I was looking at John Dye. Who was from Touched by an Angel.
Yep, Tour of Duty in Jack's Place. John Dye, born on 1963.
All right, any other facts or anything?
No,
I think you hit everything as we went.
I covered it, yeah.
Kind of all in line
doing
as we were going.
Time.
That's really good. That's mm-hmm. impressive.
So you all get, of those are gone, but never forgotten.
You get 5 bonus points
Thanks.
There. All right, Patty Loveless here to close out the Bob Morning Show 16-song Bobathon coming up after 9. Bob FM.